for thought. These nations are using food to project power around the world. And it's working. Noodle diplomacy and chopstick diplomacy may be new phrases, but the concept that food and diplomacy go together is as old as, well, food. Even the ancient Romans knew the best way to make peace with an enemy was to share a good meal. It's just taken us until relatively recently to come up with a word for it. Gastrodiplomacy. But now that we've got one, we're not wasting time. At least 5 countries, Thailand, South Korea, Peru, Taiwan and the United States, have official culinary diplomacy programs. And colleges are even teaching courses in how to eat your way to cultural understanding. Thailand should be credited with reviving the ancient trend in 2002 with its Global Thai Programme. The idea was to increase the number of Thai restaurants worldwide, which The Economist presaged would not only introduce delicious spicy Thai food to thousands of new tummies and persuade more people to visit Thailand, but it could subtly help deepen relations with other countries.